Good morning, and welcome to our time of worship of our Lord Jesus Christ. For announcements this morning, I'm going to invite Stacy Rutledge to come up.
Good morning. As I said, I am Stacy Rutledge, and I'm here letting you know about the Evangelism Committee's plans for the upcoming holidays. This includes multiple ways of inviting the community to our Christmas Eve service. We are in need of some help, though. You might remember in years past, the church had a Follow the Lights to St. John's display on Christmas Eve. This included quite a few luminaries placed on the sidewalks around the church building. We plan to carry on that tradition this year, but we need help lighting and placing luminaries before the Christmas Eve service and then picking those up after the service is over. We will again have yard signs inviting people to follow the lights to St. John's Christmas Eve service. Those will be available to you to take home and place in your yard the weeks leading up to Christmas. There are also plans to have a float in the Archbold Parade of Lights on the Friday following Thanksgiving. The float will have a Follow the Lights theme along with a large wooden manger. We could use help putting together the float. The first work day for the float will be Saturday, November 11. A few volunteers are also needed during the day of the parade on November 24 with lighting up the tow vehicle and final details on the float. Watch for future announcement regarding the signs. Reach out to me or the church office if you're interested in placing or picking up luminaries Christmas Eve, assembling the float on November 11, or final preparations to the float during the day of the parade on November 24th. Thank you.
For announcements that you might need to be aware of, please refer to page 6 of your bulletin. And we had Mackenzie speaking in the parish hall for Sunday school hour, and it was really informative. So that was a great, great thing. Let's prepare our hearts and minds as we listen to the call to worship.
Good morning. Our call to worship today is, Lord, I lift your name on high. And if you can feel free to sing with us, and please rise if you're able.
Our opening scripture this morning is from Psalms 91, verses 1 through 4. He too who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your continued presence with us. We thank you for your almighty wings, which cast a shadow of protection over us. And we thank you for going before us and coming from behind us. Amen.
If I could have you all stand, we're going to sing 10,000 Reasons, and You Are My King.
Sing like never before. forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. But alive in love, Spirit is within me. He loves to die and rise again. Amazing love, how can it be?
I invite you to greet one another with the peace of Christ.
All right, I'd like to invite children and youth up, please. Good morning, how's everybody doing? Good, good. The weather was nice this week. It was nice and warm, wasn't it?
But now it is.
Now it's not. So today, the church is celebrating, honoring something. You notice that there's a lot of red around here. Some of us are wearing red. You know what it's for? Reformation Sunday. You guys ever heard of that? That's a big word. I always remembered it as reformed. It kind of sounds like Reformation is reformed. It could be. It could be. So a long time ago, there was this gentleman named, I'm going to call it wrong, Martin Luther. We're going to call him Marty for short. It's easier to remember. Well, he wasn't really happy the direction that the church was going and how people kind of in his church were kind of acting and caring about themselves. So he asked God for some help to change things. And so God helped him to change a church for the better. So because of that, we honor Martin Luther today, but we'll call him Marty, all right? So someday in Sunday school or a Wednesday class, you guys will learn more about it. But what do I have right here? What in the world does this have to do with Marty? Okay, so if I take this orange and I squeeze it really, really tight, what's going to come out of it? Orange juice. If I squeeze it really super tight over and over and over, what's going to come out of it? Orange juice. No matter how many times I try to squeeze this orange, it's always going to be orange juice, not apple juice, right? Why is that? Because it's an orange, and that's what's inside an orange, all right? Let's just say that one of your friends or maybe your brother or sister said something to you that hurt your feelings or did something to you that made you mad, and that what come out of you was you said something maybe out of anger, it maybe frustrated you, maybe it stressed your mom and dad out, and you really put you in a bad mood. And you know what? And if your mom and dad say, why did you do that? You might say, well, because he or she, whatever he did and whatever she did, that's what caused me to say all that. And you know what? That's really not true. Because what's inside of you is what comes out of you, right? So if you're not like this orange, nice things are going to come out of you, right? And if the things that come out of you doesn't make you happy or they're not pleasing to you, you can be like old Marty. You can ask God for some help and say, I didn't really like how I acted. And you can ask for help and he'll help. We've all done it as adults. And it's a challenge, okay? But all you have to do is ask for help. So I want you guys to think, every time you eat an orange, I want you to think about how sweet you can be, all right? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gorgeous weather this week. It was warm and it felt so good on us. May the words and the thoughts and the anything that goes through our minds and our hearts be pleasing to you in your ears. Lord, and give us the strength and the courage to ask for some help when we become weak. We ask you to continue to love us, Lord, and show your love through everybody else. Amen. I have something for you guys before you take off.
Let us bow before the Lord in prayer. Amazing God, we thank you for bringing us together in worship as brothers and sisters in Christ. We pray for all those whose lives have been touched by tragedy, whether that by accident or a deliberate act. And for those who mourn, immerse them in your love and lead them through this darkness into your arms and light. We pray for those on the concern list, asking that your presence and peace be with them. Sheila Short, Mary Ellen Johnson, Kyle and Sarah Walker on the celebration of their daughter Lily Louise, Elaine Herr, Alice Tedrow, Diane Wyrick, Jack Stover, Mont Wallace, and Larry. Lord, may nothing separate us from you today. Teach us how to choose only your way today, so each step will lead us closer to you. We recognize your love for us is not based on our performance. You love us, warts and all. And that's amazing. But what's most amazing is that the Savior of the world would desire a few minutes with us this morning. Lord, help us to forgive forever, remember what a gift it is to sit with you like this. Hear us now, Lord, as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For the mission moment this morning, Carrie Yoder will come forward and share about sponsoring children at Cogito.
Good morning. Just wanted to share a little bit about how my family got involved with supporting a child with Cogito Children's Home. It started about 5 years ago, kind of randomly on a Sunday morning. It wasn't anything we had planned for, but There is a woman that comes to the church every so often to update the church family about the children's home and how things are going there. Her name is Gay List. Maybe some of you have heard her on Sunday mornings talk up here. And she had been here that Sunday. And it happened to be a time in our lives where we have two children and they were younger then. And they had been asking for weeks if they could have a younger sibling. And they were really pushing to have a baby in the house. And that wasn't really in the plans. So it worked out well that she showed up that morning and talked about Cajito Children's Home. And then in the back of the church, she had set up a table with all these pictures of children that still needed supported. So after service that day, we went out and looked at the table. And we let our daughter look at the pictures. And she picked a sister, a little sister that day. So we support a daughter named Faith at the children's home ever since then. And what we've really appreciated about Cajito and the work they do is that supporting her feels a little more personal than other things we've supported and really connected. She sends us letters every so often, and she sends us drawings. In her letters, she'll talk about herself, what she's doing at school, what she wants to be when she grows up, things like that, and we can send her letters. We've made like little picture books that you can make online with photos of like our family pets and letting her know the things we like to do for fun too. Also, we get emails from the home updating us on what this, you know, if they're building classrooms, how that's going, and what the children are up to, those kinds of things. And then also we get mailings with pamphlets and things that show pictures of what's going on at the school. So we feel really connected to what's going on there, which helps a lot to keep us connected there. And then as my kids have gotten older too, it's really opened up some conversations about what's going on, you know, in the other parts of the world with kids their age and how they suffer in different areas and how often girls are treated differently and the way children are brought up as far as education and knowing that in certain parts of the world, you know, girls become mothers and are treated a little differently at younger ages. So it definitely has facilitated some good conversations about how we're blessed here where we're at. So if you have children at home or family members that are showing any interest or seem to have a compassion for that kind of thing, I would encourage you to look into Cajito Children's Home. They do have a website, and they're on Instagram and Facebook. You can look them up, or often Hope for Cajito, I think, is the other name you can search, and you can kind of look into them, or I can get you in touch with Gay List also, just to touch base with me, and she's very easy to contact, responds very quickly, and like I said, she does come to the church every so often here also, so she would love to hear from you. The other thing is, just to highlight our youth group here, and the middle schoolers that we work with on Wednesday nights, we do take them and introduce them to local missions to give them ways to work within the community and just kind of open their eyes to what's needed by families around them. We'll often visit like the warehouse or fish food pantry, Care and Share, some things like that, so that they can see the missions that we're doing here locally around them and give them ways to utilize their gifts other than financial that they can be helping people. But in our prayer time together, there seems to be every year at least two or three kids that start asking about places outside of our local charities. So there's usually a few kids that are already starting to ask about other countries and seem to already have their eyes open to that, whether it be from media or discussions at home. So if, you know, it's never too, don't think your child is too young. If they're asking questions, you can really start encouraging them to be looking elsewhere, or maybe you're involved in the life planning group here and you're looking for something to do together with your mentee-mentor relationship. This might be an option of something you can think about doing. You don't have to sponsor a child monthly. They're often doing new projects. Right now they're looking at building a new kitchen and dining hall. You can get on the website and see the kitchen that they're utilizing now for a couple hundred kids, and you'd be surprised of that small workspace. So you can even do one-time donation, that kind of thing, if you're looking to do something together, or maybe together make a donation, even just maybe around the holidays, and that's something you could follow along then to see when they build that. So there's lots of ideas you can use with it, but maybe just keep your your mind open to those around you, and if you have some family members that you want to kind of nurture that in and you see that in their heart, I would suggest looking into it. And I think we've got a little bit of a video here so that you can see some of those children.
Why?
Why don't you see me?
Why can't I have a future?
Why can't I express my opinion?
Why aren't I respected?
Why? Why don't I deserve basic human rights?
Why does it matter where I come from for me to get an education?
Or if I am a girl?
Why won't you protect me from being discriminated against?
Why can't you see me for me?
I am a proud Kenyan.
I need an advocate.
I need a voice.
I just need a chance.
I deserve love.
I deserve an education.
I deserve happiness.
I deserve respect.
I deserve a chance.
I have goals.
I am talented.
I can lead my country.
I am strong.
I am brave.
I am clever.
I have a future.
I am important.
I am smart.
I am happy.
We are the children of
the Good morning, everyone. This is listed, what I'm about to do, as a special music in the bulletin, but this is actually a three-verse prayer to the Holy Spirit. I ask you all to pray along with me in silence, and the words of the prayer should be shown up on the screen as I'm singing. So I'm going to sing this prayer now. Let us pray. Living breath of God, breathe new life into my willing soul. Bring the presence of the risen Lord to renew my heart and make me whole. Cause your word to come alive in me, give me faith for what I cannot see, give me passion for your purity, Holy Spirit, breathe new life in me.
creation's birth, giving life to all that God has made. Show your power once again on earth. Cause your church to hunger for your ways. Let the fragrance of our prayers arise. Lead us on the road of sacrifice. That in unity the face of Christ will be clear for all the world to see.
To Almighty God be all the glory. In the name of Jesus, we ask this. Amen.
That in unity the face of Christ may be clear to all we see. Thank you.